I suppose we could share a table. There's a couple of seats available there.
Oh, good Lord. You can't sit with strange women.
Why not?
I'm not in the mood.
You know, just try to relax.
I wouldn't know what to say.
Niles, please. Hello, ladies. Excuse me. Would you mind terribly if we joined you until another table opens up?
Oh, please do.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, look, Niles, the table's opened up.
Oh, no, don't. Stay.
Well, yes. Why don't I go get us some coffees?
You know, I'll help.
I knew you'd panic.
Well, I'm sorry, this is still a little new for me, and besides, those two are coming on to us.
You know, they are very attractive, Niles. Maybe we should ask them out.
On a date? We just met.
Good point, Niles. Perhaps we should go out with them a few more times before we ask them on a date.
And that's our topic for today, dating. I love dating, but that doesn't mean I wasn't anxious sometimes going out on a date. And my husband loved dating too. And my guess is there were times when he was anxious too. But for some people, it totally terrifies him. As we heard with Frasier from The Frasier Show with Frasier and Niles, what can you do if you feel a little anxious or very anxious about dating? And yet you want a romantic partner. Dr. Steve Orma specializes in just this type of a situation. He's a clinical psychologist and he's a coach in the San Francisco Bay Area. And he specializes in helping adults overcome anxiety and stress-related issues. Welcome, Dr. Orma.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about social anxiety in the dating scene. What is social anxiety?
Yeah, well, social anxiety is the feeling of being anxious in a social or performance situation, such as dating, which is sometimes both. And the anxiety is usually caused by the fear of being judged negatively or doing something embarrassing in that situation.
So what if they don't like me? What are some of the thoughts that people have when they're feeling really anxious? They're, you know, say I'm about to date someone or you're about to date someone and we're both feeling very anxious. What are some thoughts that might go through our minds?
Yeah, very common thoughts would be, what if I say something stupid? What if she or he says no when I ask them out? Or I'm just not that interesting a person, so they're going to find me boring. It would be a disaster if I get rejected. So it's usually a lot of these what if type of questions where there's a negative twist to it where the person's anxiety gets ramped up because they're thinking these bad things are going to happen.
So it sounds like partly it's what if they're judging me? What if they see in me what I don't like in myself? Or what if they're like my parents and they're critical of me and how I can't stand that? I can't stand that feeling or I can't stand to feel rejected. And it's also judging the other person. What if I pick another what if? What if I pick a jerk? Or what if I get trapped in another lousy relationship? And what if I pick another loser? So it's all these negative ideas about ourselves and others or even about dating itself, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of trepidation that people have about dating, going out and, you know, I'm going to meet a creep or I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to meet the same person I was just dating and have it be a disaster. And what happens is when we say these things to ourselves, we're setting off an alarm bell in our body that creates the anxiety. And that creates the feeling. And the thing is, though, is many times the things that we're saying to ourselves are either untrue or they're exaggerated in some way, but our body really doesn't know the difference. If we're saying it to ourselves, we have the reaction of anxiety. And then that can cause us, you know, to act in certain ways and inhibit us.
So we paint a picture in our minds that's very, very negative about the dating scene, whether it's ourselves, the dating situation, or the other person, or all of the above. And we paint that picture, and that's our invitation to say, come, honey, let's go out on a date. And it's really hard to do that with yourself if you've painted an ugly picture of dating.
Exactly, exactly. And I think picture is a good example, too, because we not only say things to ourselves, but we create images in our mind. You know, we picture ourselves, you know, tripping over our words or maybe actually tripping or picturing somebody, you know, turning us down. And that just creates this fear that's built up before we even approach the person.
So, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, so if I'm that highly anxious person and I've got all of these negative thoughts going on in my head, What would I typically do? Would I go out on a date? Would I not? What do people typically do when they are just swimming in those types of negative thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think it depends on how intense the anxiety is, and there's certainly different levels of anxiety that people can experience. So if they're on a lower end, they might still go out and date, and they might still try to flirt and meet people, but they're going to be feeling really uncomfortable and maybe a little inhibited. On the other end, if someone is really anxious, they might avoid dating altogether. They may not, you know, even attempt to ask somebody out or walk up to them or make eye contact. And kind of they shrink up in their shell, and they don't even give themselves the chance to have that opportunity.
Right. So they create a self-fulfilling prophecy. They'll never find anybody, and dating's too hard, and everything would go wrong if I did date, but I really want to meet someone, but I'll never meet someone. And then they never go out on a date, and they avoid the situations where they could meet someone, and they end up alone.
Exactly. And what happens is the avoidance perpetuates the anxiety because, you know, the anxiety is uncomfortable, so they're going to avoid it. But the more they avoid it, it builds up the anxiety and the fear even more in their mind, and it keeps them stuck in this place of not reaching out and connecting with other people.
Right. And if I do go out, let's say I'm the anxious person and I do go out on a date and I'm very shy and very anxious, you're going to take a look at me and think what?
I'm going to think, you know, what's the matter with this person? Or, you know, let's say you're not talking very much or you're not making eye contact with me, I might think you're not interested, that you're bored, that, you know, that you're not really having a good time. I might think, you know, you don't have anything much interesting to say.
Right.
So I might, yeah.
Or that I'm arrogant and I'm judging you negatively.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're by not talking, you're sending these messages that might have nothing to do with who you really are.
So let's get right to what could I do? I'm a person that's afraid to go out dating, and I come to you. You're my therapist. What would you advise me to do? I'm highly anxious. What are some tips you could give me?
I think the first thing I would do is just normalize the anxiety that everybody, most people anyway, feel some anxiety when they're going to go out and date. So, you know, to feel some anxiety is normal. Okay, but beyond that, if it's getting in the way of you actually reaching out, I would say a couple of things. Number one, you want to identify what you're saying to yourself. So some of those thoughts we were saying earlier, I'm going to get rejected, I'm going to, you know, this is going to be a disaster, I'm going to say something stupid, is to identify what you're saying to yourself and evaluate that thought for, you know, how true is that? You know, when you have walked up to somebody and said hi, did they reject you, or did it go okay? Or if you have been rejected in the past or turned down, was it such a disaster, or did you survive?
No, I survived, so what would you do next?
So the other thing is, in addition to looking at and challenging thoughts, is really taking action, is putting yourself in the situations that you're afraid of, because avoidance, as I said, perpetuates the anxiety. So if you're afraid to go up and talk to somebody, you need to go up and talk to somebody. And you can start out with things that make you less anxious. So maybe you just make eye contact or say hi to a number of people that you find attractive. And then once that gets more comfortable, you might actually go up and start a conversation.
So you would gradually get me comfortable. And how can people get in touch with you? If they want to contact you, how could they do that, Steve?
The best way to get in touch with me is through my website, which is drorma.com. It's drorma.com. And I'm a stress management and anxiety specialist and offer services to help people manage those problems.
Okay, and thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Orma.
Thank you very much for having me, Dr. Kenner.
And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness. And remember, you can call me most any day or evening, toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
Often money problems are caused by unresolved psychological problems. A partner may have had a deprived childhood and desperately wants to make up for it by overspending or overworking. Such individuals may work 100 hours a week in order to become rich without enjoying the work or having time for their loved ones. Others may use money to show off as a way of gaining a false sense of self-esteem. Ironically, the joke is on the big spender. genders. Self-esteem comes from how one uses one's mind, not from any given amount of wealth and not from showing off. Earning a good living by productively doing something one loves builds genuine self-esteem.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.